Folks, the danger is so great. I'm just going to tell you, I'm in total war mode. My brain is like bringing up like just combat and fighting and war. And it's that's not the answer, but my body knows we're in such danger that it's like literally going, you know, like it's firing up for battle. And there needs to be a total sense of urgency right now. We got Pastor Rodney Howard Brown coming up at 6 after. He's going to be hosting today. The emergency is so bad, I'm going to co-host with him. I'm supposed to get back to Texas today. But I have been contacted by high-level people, and I haven't told the crew this yet because I haven't decided what I'm going to do because I have no security. I have nothing. I have Rob's security. He's a tough guy, but I'm by myself. I'm totally cut off, basically. And I got my family with me. I need to get them back. The time frame's hard. I've been asked to go to Milwaukee by good people in the Pentagon, and they're not asking me to go, you know, waste their time. They want to be briefed on things. But I'm just telling all those folks, we could probably do it just in phone calls and brief here, but who knows what they want to tell me privately. So there's a lot of good people in the government. Don't think that there isn't. And there's good people everywhere, whether you're a gas station attendant or whether you're an airline pilot or whether you're a police officer or a farmer. Our eyes are everywhere. We are everywhere. And I don't talk enough about this. Chase, we're going to break here in a moment. You've been sitting back and listening to this. What's your view on the overall quantification of where we are?
I'm right here. Sorry about that. I had to run to the chair, Alex. I had to run to the chair. I was in my office working on a video for your upload. Well, the thing of thinking about this in retrospect, Alex, there haven't been a whole lot of new developments in terms of the news. It's just the days that have gone by that have allowed us to process what happened on Saturday. And everything that we've heard from the mainstream media, corporate media, the deep state, leftists, is exactly what I expected. I expected them to be quiet about the shooter. I expected them to frame this narrative, try to say it was a right-wing extremist, and it just goes without saying that this is obviously a deep state thing. Everything else is a diversion. Everything else is a distraction, and this is not the last time that they're going to make an attempt on Donald Trump's life.
Well, I think the five-minute video of Congressman Mills is really the most important, and I'm going to talk about that and play it again for Brown, at least part of it. He is a sniper operations commander, like when diplomats and presidents would go to foreign countries, Iraq, Afghanistan. He was commanding the real heavy hitters, the real pipe hitters. Most of the Secret Service snipers are those guys as well. And he said, look, he had help. He was brought in. It's an inside job. He goes, I'm not saying it's Biden. Obviously, Biden can't even wipe his ass. This is the deep state. And there's no more time for hesitation and their mind control here. They did it. And I said, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, everybody's got to come out and say, we know you did it. And now everybody's saying that. That's good. We've got to admit to ourselves the situation we're in. It's a spiritual war. Satan is real, but our God created the universe and is infinitely more powerful and is in control. But God is not like the devil that manipulates and takes free will. If you don't ask God for help, and then if you don't have courage, and you don't step into the fire, God will not give you the power to defeat the enemy. And I am not a theologian, but I've been to a lot of Sunday school. I've been to a lot of churches. And I have a personal relationship with God, and it's always been very strong. And, you know, I'm not an expert on the Old Testament and Moses, and, you know, Moses calling for the plagues. So I wanted to get Howard Brown on, and I should have just called him and asked his opinion about who is the pastor, who is the Moses. We don't call for violence. We don't harm a head on anybody's head, hair on their head. But over and over again, the prophets in the Bible would literally call down judgment from God, and the people prayed and did it, people would just fall over dead. And that would be the best scenario. But I spiritually don't even, because I never ask God for anything. I always just pray and say, God, what am I supposed to do my whole life? Since I was like 3. I would like talk to God and like, God, what do I do? What's the answer? And literally God would just like show me starving children and the world and say, you need to help people. You need to be a good person. You need to be strong. And I would just go, okay. And I've always just, I never ask God for anything. I pray for my family and say, God, please protect them if that's your will. That's about it. I'm always telling, I don't tell God what I want. I ask God what God wants. But I want to pray to God for the angel of death to kill our enemy. And I don't know that's biblically correct. We'll be right back. I'll ask Pastor Brown.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oils and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, well, I consider Pastor Rodney Howard Brown to be my pastor. I've been watching him for over a decade online, gotten to know him the last 5-6 years, got to spend time with him and his family. He's a really good man. He's a humble man, and he has a mega church. He reaches people in hundreds of countries. He's brought in, with God's help, hundreds of millions of people to Christ. And he's made a lot of excellent, accurate predictions as well. He's basically batting at 100%. And so I wanted to get him to come on and just talk about what we're facing, where we are, and the fact that obviously only God can stop the countdown and the dominoes that are falling. But I also just up front wanted to ask him, reading the Bible, reading the Old Testament and the New Testament, particularly the Old Testament, where the Israelites or the Jews before that would at certain points, Moses, you know, calls in the plagues to get the evil people to finally give up and let our people free. And so I don't want to, though, I respect him, and I feel his spirit's very strong. I feel the Holy Spirit very strong when I watch him, very strong when I'm in person with him. In fact, about the strongest. I mean, the first time I met him, and he was at the office that day, I just kept crying because the Holy Spirit was so strong. And so I feel like we should, you know, pray not to shoot anybody, not to bomb anybody, not to kill anybody, but say, God, they've killed 60 million kids in our country. The fentanyl, the death, the abortion, deliver us. We seek your face. We repent. And we ask you to deliver us from our enemies, however you see fit in that. And then I really get from the Holy Spirit, well, angel of death. And I'm just going to be completely honest with people. And I've talked about this a few other times, that it wasn't time for this. But when is it time for, who is the Moses that stands up and says, okay, the final plague is now coming. And then we put the blood on our, you know, above our doors. And the blood, you know, was, you know, the precursor to Christ, and it passes us. You know, they have the witches get together and pray for everybody's death, and they're trying to copy God. But this is something real historically and biblically, and I know it. And I've only a few times, I never asked God for anything, and I've never told anybody about this. But a few times I had people attacking me and coming after me, and I've asked God to go after them. And I mean, this has probably happened 4 times. And like instantly really bad stuff happens. And I'm like, and it's not the occult. It's not black magic, but it feels like that. That's what they're trying to do. I'm like, whoa, this is powerful. I need to be really careful about what I ask God for. Pastor, can you explain this to us and then get into the current events, everything that's happening?
Well, Alex, first of all, it's great to see you. I see you in beautiful communist California. It's so beautiful there. Can't believe what those idiots are doing to the state. And I'm surprised to see you on the show. You had a whole thing lined up, so I'm glad to see you. You know, I of course, gave my life to the Lord when I was 5, so I've studied the Word extensively. And in the natural, in my own self, I would tend to, you know, let's take care of this the Old Testament way, basically call fire down. And but when you study the scripture, you can see there's the Old and the New Testament. So we're actually not under the Old Covenant. Not that that's done away with, in the sense of the Bible says to study, show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So to understand the old and the new. Prior to Jesus coming, there was no grace. Everything was under the law, which basically God anointed under the old covenant, the prophet, the priest, and the king. And they stood in the space, basically, the prophet representing God to the people, the king, if he was godly, to rule the people, which God actually didn't want any kings. He wanted to be their king, but they demanded the king, so they got one. And then the priest that would then represent the people before God, take the sacrifices in to cover the sin of the people. Well, when Jesus came, all that was done away with. The veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The Holy Spirit came out of an earthly tabernacle that was made with the hands of man, never again to live therein, but to come and live in our hearts. So we become the temple of the living God. And having said that, obviously our words carry power. The Bible even speaks death and life and the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Also, in Deuteronomy 30, verse 19, God said, I record before heaven and earth this day, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that you and your seed may live. So there's been many times over the years that I wanted to go Old Testament on something, like where's Samson right now with the jawbone of a donkey? I mean, surely he can go to Washington, D.C. and sort things out. But right now, we in a time of grace, believe it or not, where God, it's like the lull before the storm, like the ark was there, the gangplank was down, there was a storm coming, there was going to be a flood, and God said to Noah, come down all the house into the ark, and he went in, but he kept that ark open for whoever wanted to come in. So that's basically where we are right now. All of this is going to be settled, obviously, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, which obviously I'm old-time Pentecostal, so I believe in the catching away of the church. I know some people believe we're going to go through a tribulation. I'm not going to argue with that. I just tell them enjoy the tribulation. Basically, depending on where you live in the world right now, there's major stuff going on. People think it's the end of the world. But I would say that according to Matthew's Gospel 24, we're in the beginning of sorrows. But then Matthew's Gospel 24 says this gospel, verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world, then the end shall come. So that's where I believe we are. I know you and I have spoken about this before. So, but I do believe that we can pray. And what we have here at the church, we have everybody praying. We do all-night prayer meetings. We intercede. First of all, we pray for those in authority. Now, but I've also been doing this, issuing what I call a restraining order. We just went to London, England. I did that right in the heart of London, that God would wreak havoc in the camp of the wicked, number one, that he would pull the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots. I haven't asked God, you know, I've said, Lord, turn their hearts, obviously, because God's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to the knowledge of the truth. So I'm not like really wanting God to just go kill a bunch of people. I would much rather people come to repentance and realize that Jesus is the way, humble themselves, come to the cross, and ask God to forgive them of their sin, and then get washed in the blood, because that's the plan that Jesus executed.
Pastor, this is so powerful. I don't want to disrespect you. We got wires crossed. I thought you were on for an hour. I asked you to host. Wires got crossed, so I'm going to let you take over for a while and host, and I'll come back, so we'll kind of do a mix of the two. But that's what I was feeling, but also confused. And I'm not talking about the general public getting killed by God. I'm talking about the actual Satanist controllers to get the fear of God in them, to have their minions stop, because I want to stop nuclear war. But I know that I watched your sermons and I reposted them on X when you were over in England. You said, pull the wheels off the chariots, break down all their plans. And if we didn't see that, what you're saying is God's going to do it. Vengeance is mine. And God literally put his hand on Trump. And you're saying, don't worry, God's stepping in now. That's what the New Testament's about.
Yes. Well, Alex, don't go. I don't want you to go. You here now, please. This is your show. I don't want you to go. I like seeing you there anyway. So here's the thing. I don't believe, if you look at the mainstream media, you think they're winning. They are not winning. They're losing on every front. Even in the United Kingdom, believe it or not, they're losing. That's why they're frantic. They're losing in Europe. That's why they're frantic. They're losing in the United States of America. That's why they're frantic. So they quote, you know, Pew Report, Barn, and all these idiots with their fake stats and stuff like that. The body of Christ is much greater than some denomination that's dying off. the kingdom of God knows no boundaries. So you've got every tribe and tongue, and God's not dead. There might be a religious church emptying, but the move of God is so strong right now. What I saw in England was groups of young people that are totally disconnected from the major church. Even in Holland, we were in Amsterdam about 6 weeks ago. Young people, I'm to Alex, these guys are next level. So here's what, the devil's overplayed his hand. And if you look what, I mean, Klaus Schwab, I mean, look at him. I mean, she has just had a stroke. I mean, all of these people, basically, it's almost like what happened to Nebuchadnezzar when Nebuchadnezzar went out and ate grass for 7 years, which I've been praying, Lord, let them eat grass. I mean, you cannot get any more ridiculous than President Biden or Vice President Kamala. I mean, they just opened their mouth. In actual fact, in Britain, it's a standing
joke. You're right. God is destroying them in front of us, making them total clowns, as only God could do. You see God everywhere. You're right. God's hand is just moving, and I see it everywhere. I'm here in Northern California. Almost everybody's a listener. People figured out just from the video background where we were at, sort of showing up, and everywhere, old, young, black, white, are our listeners actually, and saying, oh, there's Satanists around here. They're bad, but we're waking up. And you're absolutely right. There is a giant awakening, and that's why they had to steal elections in Europe, steal elections there. These parliamentary systems where, you know, the conservatives really win the most seats, but then the other groups coalition it. They are in their death throes. They are in crisis. That's why I'm so concerned, because I know the enemy, they always double down. But what you're saying is, what is the prayers we say? Will you lead us in a prayer now or whenever you want? Because I'm asking you, because you're my pastor, what do we do?
Okay, so we have to be careful, and you're very like me in a way, Alex. I get very angry about stuff, and then you just kind of lose it, which really there's nothing I can do other than speak the truth and obey God every day, which I know that's what you do. You ask God to help you every single day. That's why I wake up every morning asking the Lord to help me. So and rather than get angry, I have to put it in God's hands and realize I'm not the hand of God in the sense of that I need to go and execute anything. I'm just here to proclaim and announce, because of the power that's given to the body of Christ. Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So that's why some of the people that run and say, well, God's in control. God's only in control when his church stand up, preach his word, which is the power of the gospel. That's where the thing is released, not in some...
So we're the body. We're the body. We are like the electrical connection. We open the gate to bring him in.
Totally. So you are his hands, his feet, his mouthpiece. If you don't do anything in your city, your town, your village, then wickedness comes in and prevails. That's why we have to have strong churches. And we have to have strong business people that put their money not into leftist, communist, whatever. That's why we pray God raise up millionaires that actually support the gospel and get behind godly causes, not nonsense like a cat and dog foundation, which I've got nothing against animals. I love animals. But you can't put billions of dollars in the cat and dog foundation and think you're doing God's eternal work. We've got to look at people. God loves people. That's why Jesus came and died, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God did not send his son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. That's the gospel. So if we're not sharing that, we're not sharing the gospel, then the people in government have to be people of a caliber that will not bow their knee. Now, Trump is a disruptor. I really pray President Trump actually really surrenders his life to God. I believe this could be a final curtain call for him if he continues to sit on the outside and just hide behind, you know, whatever. And I have nothing against the president. I like him. I just think by now he should have really been vocal and come out for the cause of the gospel and come out and say, look, I've accepted Jesus, my personal Lord and Savior. I know he's
kind of saying that. Let's be clear. You know the inside baseball in Florida. You know Trump. You other big preachers you're friends with know him. He's having prayer meetings all the time secretly. He's calling people up, having them pray for him. He talks about Jesus behind the scenes. And he has this, what is the reason he won't proclaim it? He's starting to say it's about good versus evil and God. But what is that? You're right. He has to call on God. I know you don't want to give, you know, because being a pastor is like being a doctor. There's like attorney-client privilege, basically.
No, I don't understand. I don't understand why he hasn't come out and said, look, I really have personally given my life to the Lord and accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Because you take King Charles right now, who is actually the head of the Anglican Church, who's totally acquiesced everything. The Houses of Parliament, they're swearing people in on the Quran and on other nonsense stuff. So America was founded on the gospel, believe it or not, whether you like it or not. It really was.
No, that's the power. That's the contract. That's the contract with God. So we break the contract, we lose the blessing.
Yes, sir. So that's my question. I just don't understand why by now, Mr. President, that you haven't just actually come out and just spilled the beans.
Rodney, this is the time to do it, okay? Because I've been with you in Florida. I've been around. I also can back up what you say. You've told me, and I've talked to other big preachers, Trump has private prayer meetings. He gets on the phone. He says he accepts Jesus. He wants people to pray for him. He spends a lot of time doing it, but he won't talk about it. Go ahead and tell people what Trump's really doing behind the scenes. He's not devil worshiping behind the scenes. He's praying with Christians. So then he won't.
No, he's.
What is that?
No, he's not. He actually has people pray for him all the time. He's humble in that way. He's not against prayer. He wants people. He knows. And I think this assassination attempt has been like a wake-up call, basically, for him, that he realized my days are actually numbered here. So, and I don't want to see...
By the way, last night and the night before, he looked like a different Trump, like a different face. He looked more Christian. And what I'm saying is, there was less of that worldliness, and it's all about him, and he can beat them, and he's got the strength. He looked like a weight was off of him. He was quite frankly glowing at the events last two nights. I saw something different. Did you see that?
I did see that, and I just been praying. I said, Lord, please let him really make a stand for you, because you can't sit on the fence. It's impossible to sit on the fence here and win a battle against darkness. Even if you have billions of dollars behind you, I know that Elon Musk said if Vance is in, he'll put 45 million a month, which is over half a billion a year. Some people are trying to say that the seat for Vance was bought. I don't believe Trump's like that. My choice wouldn't have been Vance. He is a half-brother to one of our river pastors, by the way. So I'm going to give Vance the benefit of the doubt and say
what
Vance. He does.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, yeah. I'm going to give Vance, him the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. I would have probably gone with a Ben Carson. But anyway, that's fine. The bottom line is Trump's in charge. In actual fact, the people actually should have voted for the vice president, because that was actually there until the rules were changed, I think, under FDR.
In 1913.
Correct.
1913.
So bottom line is the president was never supposed to choose his running mate. The people were supposed to choose who they wanted as a VP.
Well, the state legislatures And that gives the states half the power, because the state legislature, you elect them, and then their delegates vote and decide who the vice president is. So let's expand on that. You just said it.
If you go back to the original, the people actually voted. There were actually two votes. The people chose the vice president. So then they changed that, and then that changed again. So it's morphed, but nobody even questioned it. But according to the Constitution, the people actually had to vote for the VP.
No, I agree. You're right. I just want to go back to what you were saying, though. You were hot nor cold, so I spit you out of my mouth. That's what you just said. You can't ride fences. Trump's got to go all in and just say, Jesus is almighty. I can only win with God, and I need God's protection.
You're up against the powers of darkness. You're up against the rulers of darkness of this world. You're up against satanic forces. You're up against insurmountable witchcraft. And so where there's people say, I don't believe in God, but there's witches and there's curses and there's all kind of black magic. And if you go through Africa, all the witch doctors and everything that's taking place. So if there's forces of evil, so there's no God. Okay, so there's just evil. Oh, no, well, there's some good benevolent. That's all garbage. It's light and darkness. It's always been that way from creation. When Lucifer fell, when he was cast out of heaven. That's why he hates mankind and wants to destroy mankind. So if we're going to make a difference, and if you're watching right now and you are in government, you're watching right now, you're in business, or you're a pastor, if you don't totally surrendered to God and to the power of the Holy Spirit, as you read about in the book of Acts, and allow God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, obviously get saved, number one. Give your life to Jesus. Repent of your sin. Ask him to wash you in his blood. Ask him to cleanse you. Forgive those that have hurt you, which obviously we have to walk in love. We also have to pray for those in authority. So I actually do pray for Biden and Kamala. They are president, vice president at this juncture. But I do pray that God wreak total confusion in the camp of the wicked. If the wicked do godly or do righteous things, then God will have mercy on them. If they do wickedness, then we have a right to pray that God wreak total confusion in their camp. So this is very important. Regardless of what position you find yourself in, if you don't submit to the Creator of heaven and earth and ask the Holy Spirit to fill you, you will not make it. I'm just telling you right now, the best in the business are being taken out and snuffed out left, right, and center. This is not a game. We're in a major battle. And maybe you want to pray that prayer right now. Maybe you just want to say, Lord, I surrender. It's about surrender. Well, I won't surrender. Okay, go ahead. Enjoy the battle then. Because
Pastor, stay there. We got to go to break. And I'm going to, because I want to give you the floor for 30 minutes when we come back. I'm going to introduce you. I'll stay here with you, and then I'll come back, say the prayer, talk about this. But you're absolutely right. Trump must surrender. And it's clear he knows God's real. He loves God, but he has not surrendered yet and put God completely in the driver's seat. And so we'll talk about that when we come back. But Pastor, tell people how they find your great church, your great website, and the great work you're doing.
Revival.com. Revival.com. We in Tampa, Florida. River Tampa Bay Church.
And Pastor, what do you think, we want to break in 1 minute, about the other preachers, not just Trump. These other churches have got to get in the game and talk about the New World Order. So they're starting to, but the churches need to really explain to people how important the church is.
I think what I found in England, because we were there, and I did 9 services. And so I really slammed it. Actually, I tried to get arrested in England. I didn't care if they put me in the Tower of London. So I slammed everything that could be slammed publicly. That was not allowed to be said. I said it. But we didn't have any reaction. The bottom line is ministers, pastors, many of them are not educated in the realm of how the world functions. They might know their area or whatever, but they don't know actually how. They don't know that the world's run by private central banks. They don't understand even the last 250 years of history. In actual fact, when you try to take them back 250 years, they go, that's got nothing to do with me now. But they don't understand we're facing all the repercussions of decisions that were made 250 years ago. So what I'm trying to do is educate as many pastors as possible and show them that if you don't rise up and take authority in your area, you preach in your congregation, what are you doing? Preaching about heaven? So in other words, it's just something when they die. What about tomorrow? What about they're going to do in their business? What are they going to do? Somebody's got to get involved in the school board. Somebody's got to get involved in the county, in the property. If you don't, all this is taken over by wickedness. So we have to educate people. And Alex, I mean, I went to London.
Stay there. We got to go to break. Ronnie Howard Brown's our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Follow me on Extra Alex Jones. Stay with us. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is riding a shotgun with me and co-hosting. And I'm going to let him take over for most of the rest of this half hour. Then I'll be back with him, and I'll be sitting here while he's speaking into the next hour. And I've got some other news I'm working on and things behind the scenes. So we're multitasking here and a bunch of really important clips and breaking pieces of information. But, Pastor, I'd like you to lead us in that prayer we talked about. And then I'd like to hear you've got a good sense of things. What do you think the deep state's going to do now? Because everything's blown up in their face. And what do you expect these scenarios to be? Like you said a year ago and I said a month ago, I think they're going to kill Biden and blame it on a Trump supporter as well. So if people think they saw wild stuff Saturday, the urgency needs to be very clear. We've gone over the edge here. We've crossed the point of return. And Satan's not going to give up. And I just want people to get themselves ready, because there's never been a time like this in history. And we've got to have God. And God's not the number one thing. God's the only thing. And Trump must surrender to God, because as strong as he is, he can't do this on his own. So Pastor, please.
Yeah, so obviously before we pray, the big problem that you're dealing with is they're so frantic. They want World War III. So it could be with anything. Iran, it could be with North Korea, China, Russia, whatever. So they want war. So that's the problem. Or they want a civil war in America. So they'd love to turn the American people on each other and get everybody fighting one another. So between now and the day, Inauguration Day, you can expect all hell to break loose. So as you said, Alex, basically, if they eliminate Biden because he won't step down because they feel like he's going to carry the whole Democrat Party down, which you don't have to carry them down. They're already at the bottom of the rung right now. But so they would take him out, then blame it on a Trump supporter or MAGA or whatever. I mean, even the idiot that's supposed to have shot Trump, they said that he actually was a MAGA supporter, but then turned and gave the Democrat Party $25. I mean, this thing is an inside job. Somebody said, what do you mean inside job? Well, the CIA has many ways to take you out. Somebody said, well, they look, I'm not going to argue with you if you're an idiot. If you don't actually understand the history of how America actually has been functioning, they even have admitted and get my book, The Killing of Uncle Sam. I talk about all of this stuff that took place. So if you agree with what they want done, you live. If you don't, you get taken out. That's just the way it is. And you can see that through history. So get your head out of, you know, where, and actually acknowledge the fact of what's going on. Now, some people even said that Trump staged his own assassination, which that's ridiculous, because if that bullet had hit him, he would have been dead. I mean, if you saw the angle, just put the angle of that thing on right now. I mean, he turned to look at a chart that he's putting up now. Had he not turned, that bullet would have taken him out. So as he turned, that's where the bullet got him. Now, that's divine. That's the hand of God. That's the hand of God that did that. I know some people said it's luck. It's not. It's the hand of God. And I believe God's hand is on Trump as a wrecking ball to the globalist system. So, but they are frantic. So if they can't have World War III, they can't have a civil war, they actually can destroy public gatherings, which is another reason why the attack took place at his big rally, because he's drawing so many people, and Biden can't even fill 8 stalls at a gas station lavatory, if you understand. If he was having a convention at the gas station of a roadside truck stop, he couldn't fill 3 toilet stalls. So, I mean, there's nobody showing up for what he's doing. So they want to go everything online, virtual, paper, ballots, mail-in. That's where they want to go. And then they can launch another pandemic. So, I mean, there's so many things that we're up against. You can see everything with the bird flu and this flu and that virus and this terrible virus being released, whatever. They are frantic right now, and they don't stop at nothing to push this agenda. So that's why I tell people, without the power of God, you're not going to make it through. And we've got to wake up every day, pray, Lord, I'm only going to do what you want me to do. Don't go running everywhere. Don't go and get involved in stuff you're not supposed to get involved in. And don't go and just do stuff just because people offer you money. Well, we'll give you this amount of money if you do this or whatever. Then you're being bought. Let God direct your life and make a decision that you're not going to compromise. Basically, then you end up losing. Why are you even standing? Because you compromised, because you really wanted to save your own life. A shepherd, especially pastors, are shepherds of the flock, which that means you put yourself in harm's way when the wolf is coming. So there's problems. There's big problems here for August, September, October, November, December, and January. The next 6 months is not going to be what you think. Do I believe that God's going to protect his people? God will protect his people. But it's upheaval right now, and this is all hell breaking loose. They'll stop at nothing. They don't care about anything. They don't care about life, nothing. And they want to push their agenda. So that's why you have to surrender. So why don't we just do this right now? Let's pray together, and you can pray this right where you are, and just, you don't have to bow your head. If you're driving in a car, keep your eyes open. We don't want you going to heaven right now. But pray this off me. Just say, Father, right now, I surrender my life to you today. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I need to be redeemed. I cannot buy my redemption and I cannot earn it, because 2,000 years ago on Calvary's cross, Jesus died for me and paid the price for my sin. So right now I come and I humble myself, knowing that I cannot earn this. I cannot achieve this on my own way and my own means. But I humble myself and I invite you now to take control of my life. Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord and be my Savior. I repent of my sin. Wash me in your blood. And right now, I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior, and that he rose physically from the dead, and that he is alive right now, and that he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and that his soon return is almost upon us. And also, I acknowledge that when Jesus left the earth, you told the disciples to go wait in the upper room to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. And I ask for that power right now. Would you come and fill me right now with your Holy Spirit, that my life comes under the control of the Holy Spirit, that you will lead me, you will guide me. I will not be afraid for my future. I will not be afraid for my safety. And that even if I do die, I come straight into your arms. So I have nothing to be afraid of. And I will live my life until I die. But on that day that I die, I will hear these words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." So I receive this now by faith in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I pray for every person that's watching right now that's prayed that prayer together with me. First of all, I pray your peace. May your peace flood their life right now. I come against all kinds of oppression, fear, addictions, things that keep them up in the night, anxiety, worry, concern. I break it in Jesus' name. By the power of the blood, I set you free. And those that are sick in their body, Lord, that you would reach through into people's homes right now, that you would touch their body, heal them. I curse cancer. I curse sickness and disease, every foul thing, even down to the DNA of their body, reverse the curse, even from medications and from pharmacare that has affected people adversely. I break it now. I break it in Jesus' name. We set the captives free, those that are tormented in their minds, that have voices that speak to them in the night. They have terror attacks. They can't even sleep, nightmares. I break it now. I speak the peace of heaven upon you in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, give each person listening to me a heavenly assignment, that the first thing that they can do is every day to tell one other person about you, that you love them, that you died for them on the cross, and you shed their blood, your blood for them, and that they would go to a lost and dying world. Then give them an assignment, give them an eternal assignment of bringing many people to know you as their Lord and Savior, and then give them a natural assignment of something they can put their hand to the plow. If they're people that don't have jobs, that, Lord, you will give them creative ideas, witty inventions, that you'll bless people financially as you have down through the centuries, and you bless people. Even when there was no banking system, you blessed your people. Even when the children of Israel were under slavery, you brought them forth with silver and gold, and there was not one sick or feeble one among their tribe. I come against the whole Frankfurt School of Theology garbage teaching that attacks that God does not want to bless his children. You foul devil, you lying communist devil. God wants to bless his people. He wants to multiply them, and he wants to increase them. That's the story of the scripture. Right from Adam and Eve, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and everyone, all the way down to David and Solomon. So you lying devil of hell, sponsored by the Communist Chinese Party, sponsored by nut jobs coming out of Germany, sponsored by the World Economic Forum coming out of the United Nations to destroy the church, to make the church a poverty-stricken deal. You lying devil. I know what the Bible says. You shut your mouth. And those that would attack the Holy Ghost and would attack the language of the Spirit and tongues and speaking other tongues, you lying devil that would try to make everybody that moves in the power of God to be a charlatan, your house will be cut off and made a dunghill, you false prophet. Let me tell you right now. And then those that are against God healing his people, Jesus is the Lord that healeth his people. He's the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. everything in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. His whole ministry, he went about and healed the sick and cleansed the lepers and raised the dead and cast out devils. That's the message of the gospel. Not this other trash you put pumping out from your cemeteries, and you got soy latte drinking pastors with skinny jeans buying into this nonsense, sitting on a bar stool, talking little 18-minute messages that's a bunch of pablum. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. And I speak to the church in America to rise up in power and the anointing of the Spirit of God and take the territory that God has given to you. Jesus said, I'll build my church. The gates of hell will not prevail against it. And it's time for pastors to stand up and be bold. And the Lord is with you. And don't worry about what people say. They criticized Jesus. They said he was of the devil. Jesus even said, if I cast out devils by the devil, who do you cast out devils by? The bottom line is, we need to cast out devils. And that's the gospel. Go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, lay hands on the sick, cast out devils, and poison will not harm you. Even if they try to kill you, it'll bounce back on them. And even every curse issued against your life will hit you and bounce straight back and go right back to the perpetrator. So God's hands are on his church, Alex, and his hand is on his people. God's not finished with America. God's not finished with Europe. He's not finished with the UK. He's not finished with Africa. This is really our finest hour. I'm so happy to be living in 2024 and seeing what the Lord's doing. We've just done 16 countries in Africa, and we just hit England very, very hard, and I'm getting ready to launch into Chicago. We're going to go right into the hood. We're going to go into the worst place in Chicago, and we're going to slam Chicago just like we did London. So I'm still continuing the 300-city tour. I'm doing one-night rallies, but there are some big events that we're going to be doing, and God's not done with America, and he's not done with you. So that's my message. My name is Rod Down Brown.
Amen.
Message. So,
Amen to that. Amen. Pastor, and we're continuing the next hour, and I've got some breaking news we'll be going over. It really just comes down to good and evil. And, you know, you see Tucker Carlson that said he was broke Episcopalian, didn't really know God was real. Now he totally knows God, totally accepts Christ, knows it's all good and evil. And that's moving through a lot of people. And we see Elon Musk becoming so hardcore. I'm predicting Elon Musk is going to declare, I just felt that, Elon Musk is going to declare Christ his Savior soon. I think that's coming. You've had a good feeling of the Spirit about Musk as well. Now the fruits he's put out, he's not perfect, but he's turning so quickly towards total resistance. I mean, rapidly. It's amazing.
Well, I think what's happened, and even in England, a lot of people that were left are now going right because they're seeing we can't even buy into this craziness. I mean, you have to really be delusional to even sign on to 57 genders. You have to be delusional to sign on to all of the stuff that they call science that's not science. So, again, all that has to happen for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing. Now, you're going to be persecuted. People are going to make up stories about you and lie about you. They're going to assassinate your character. They're going to do all kinds of stuff. I mean, I've been the brunt of that since the 90s. I don't really care. I mean, there'll be comments on InfoWars. How could Alex have this total false prophet or whatever? Just shut up and go somewhere else. I'll give him the line my granddaughter came up with. Her sister was arguing with her. She said to her sister, why don't you go to Narnia and let Aslan eat you? I know that's comical anyways, my granddaughter's having an argument. But the bottom line, Alex, you can't even argue with people because they actually have no clue what's going on. They don't know. They haven't walked in your shoes. They've not walked where you walked. They don't know what you know. And they judge you based on what other people have said. And they put you in a category of, well, that's what they are. No, that's not what they are. That's why I'm going to give J.D. Vance the benefit of the doubt, even though everything's stacked against him because he's a Yale law. Well, I don't need to say anything else. I mean, to me, it's a red flag, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not closed off to people. I receive people. I receive everybody. I treat everybody with kindness. I don't judge people. I don't prejudge people. And I want to make my own decision based on me meeting people, not some idiot that says, oh, I got all the intel. It's like one guy says to me, He said to me, I'm going to expose your own ministry. I said, you're an idiot. He said, why? I said, go to my Instagram account. I expose my own ministry. Everything I do publicly, privately is posted on Instagram. Oh, well, I said, please, you think I'm concerned about what your opinion is of what I'm doing or whatever?
Well, Pastor.
I serve God. Sorry.
Pastor, no, sorry. I asked him here. People don't get that. They're afraid of being attacked. And you know, 20 years ago, being attacked by the corporate media had some pain. But now the corporate media is so hated, it's 90% positive when you get attacked. But people are still intimidated. The Republican establishment is still intimidated by the Democrats and the media. But the reason they're losing all their power now is people are really figuring out, wait a minute, if I take J.D. Vance, has endorsed me, said I shouldn't be censored, said I'm a truth teller, said you know not nice things, said he's fully awake now, said he's been listening for decades. Well, he now knows them attacking him is a good thing. Maybe he was with them before, but he's leaving them now or has left them. And I see that as the tables turn. We have to be ready to accept the fact that God could give us a long reprieve and a huge time of awakening, a revival ahead of the tribulation and the things we see already manifesting and proving themselves and proving revelation. The Bible is absolutely, you know, the word of God. It's all coming true. But we could have a 10-year, 100-year reprieve like Nineveh. And so I think people should know that God works in mysterious ways and never try to put the universe on your timeline and know that you don't know God's timeline. Does that make sense?
Alex, what you're saying is 100%. And you know, just like Jonah was irritated when God didn't, you know, just go and destroy Nineveh. There's going to be a lot of people angry because God didn't do what they wanted him to do. Why didn't God go and do that? And then you see people that were totally hell-bent going this way, flip, and now they turned. Oh, I don't trust them. A leopard can't change his spots. No, they can't. But when the blood of Jesus comes and the person's heart changes, God changes the person. Their outward man looks the same, but their heart is changed. And that's what God's looking for, is changed hearts. That's the power of the gospel, not to change people's minds. You can even have a mind change and your heart still be wrong. But when your heart changes, then your mind is now open to then begin to, okay, I see where I was wrong. Okay, yeah, I understand now. There's many people, Alex, that have been put off. People say, well, Alex Jones, I mean, he's lost the plot. I said, Alex is right. I don't care what, I mean, Alex is dramatic like I am. So what do you want him to be? Do you want somebody who's just going to sit there? Well, folks, we just have to understand we have a real problem with the New World Order. And if we don't, that's not how fire works. I mean, fire is something when you're passionate about something and it comes out of you. It's like Alex and me, Alex are like a machine gun. I mean, and sometimes you've got just a short amount of time. You've got to drop some bombs, and sometimes you've got to drop some truth bombs to shock people into thinking, wow, okay, I've been wrong. Look how long you've been pounding it, Alex. I mean, from when you first went on cable system and you've been pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. Everywhere I went in Europe, they say they watch you. Holland, they watch you. England, they watch you. They're all watching you. Even now, to this day, there'll be amazing response from people all across the world just from me being on your show here. Yeah. So somebody said, well, they deplatformed him. Really? You really think so? People find the truth when they want to find the truth. So, you know, you can deplatform somebody and actually enhance their platform, make it even bigger. Because, Alex, you've kind of reached legendary status in Europe and in the UK. I mean, many people are watching and they're actually praying for you. They're praying for your life, your safety.
Well, Pastor, as you know,
safety as well.
Well, Pastor, as you know, it's all about God. It has nothing to do with me. And I guess in Ezekiel, he talks about the burning in his bones. I am physically and mentally exhausted, but every time I see this evil, it's not me, it's God, and I just burn. I burn. I physically burn and burn to stop these people. It's burning. And it's not me. I'm just a spotlight, and it's not fun, the attacks, but at the end of the day, I know that it's things would be much worse for everybody if we didn't take on this situation. But I appreciate your kind words. We're going to start the next hour. give us an idea, because I've got some things I'm going to mix in here and some new clips, some breaking news. But I know you had a whole show planned here until I re-hijacked it. What else do you want to get to next hour, Pastor?
You're welcome to hijack your own show anytime you want to. They just told me you're in California. Would I please help? It's your show. I've got clips. I wanted to play the Trump flashback video, you know, that they made like a campaign thing where he, I'm sure you've seen it already.
Yes. It's
very powerful. Okay. And then I was going to play the bullet close and then Trump getting shot, a full video, the shoot on the roof, Secret Service not shooting back. I got photographers of the picture of Trump. And then I got you responding to Trump incidents. I got Trump calls JFK Jr. I got Alex Jones on Trump and the Secret Service. I got Trump walks out the RNC. Then I got a Chris Ann Hall video about J.D. Vance. And then I got Joe Biden talk about, well, you know, how what he talks about. Joe saying Zelensky is Putin. Joe saying I'm calling the Commander-in-Chief. Joe saying Kamala's Vice President Trump. And I got two videos about the World Economic Forum. So
well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this then. I'm going to let you host the next hour, and I'm going to listen. And then I'm going to come back in with Chase with the updated stuff then. We've got local breaks coming up here in 2 minutes. So there's a five-minute segment that some stations don't carry. So you're not interrupted, because there'll be a 24 minutes you'll have, another 24 minutes you'll have, and six after. We should probably then just go to break here in a few minutes, give you a short break, and air one of our special reports in the first five, unless you just want to stay on for that five. And then I'll come back when you're signing off here in about an hour and 4 minutes from now, Pastor, because I want you to be able to cover all that. I think it's very, very important. And I'm just very, very thankful for you being here today. And no, I did ask you to co-host, and then I didn't read their emails they sent me because I got busy and they just like woke up. They're like, no, he's doing the show. So I'm the one that asked you to be here. We love you. So we're going to go to break here in about a minute. I just want listeners to understand something. I don't care about money until I don't have the money to fight the enemy. And they have tried to shut us down. They've done insane things. It's been totally wild. And InfoWars is still in the air for at least two or three more months. If the funds don't come in, we're right on the edge of the red. We'll shut down because you're not supporting. Please get the shirt. Please get the new shirt we have, Trump Bulletproof. Also get the supplements, the products, InfoWarsStore.com. Our sponsor is DrJonesNaturals.com. And we're not going anywhere. Even if they shut down InfoWars, I'll be back on air. But you need a supporter sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. And so I'll let Pastor Brown decide whether he wants to host the next five or come back in 6 minutes after a promo. He's in charge for the next hour. And then I'll come back in a little bit of the fourth hour. I got some big breaking news and some phone calls I need to make.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible, because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.